Hello, how's business treating you? Are you on your own, or did you go into business with somebody else, a business partner perhaps? An awful lot of us do. And is it maybe becoming challenging? I'm joined as ever by Mike Southern. Mike, this is such a thorny
issue. Absolutely.
You go into business with a partner, often it's because you haven't got the confidence to do it by yourself.
Or you have complementary skills.
Complementary skills is the ideal situation. And inevitably, the time you don't get on so well is exactly the worst time, because it's when things aren't going so well in the business.
Absolutely.
So what do we do?
Well, as you know, I always use the Beatles as the ultimate example of entrepreneurship. And they did really well until they fell out with each other. And,
right.
And that's really a cautionary tale. And the irony is, with the Beatles, as with any kind of divorce, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
People get divorced because they hate each other. But what they're arguing about, especially in front of the lawyers, is money.
Right.
Especially if times are tight. You know, where's the money gone? Because that's a lot of what the Beatles were arguing about in 1969 and 70, because they started this company, Apple Corporation. And suddenly all the money had gone. And they had no idea where, and some of it was stolen, some of it was wasted. It was utter chaos. I think the Beatles' tax affairs are now held up as being a paradigm of how not to do it. But anyway, yeah, falling out with people is very much a part of entrepreneurship, because entrepreneurs are very sort of willful people.
Are you saying expect it?
I would say sooner or later you're going to have an argument.
Okay.
And it could be about the direction of the company, could be that you're an introvert, they're an extrovert. Entrepreneurs kind of have to be right about everything. You know, that's kind of the deal with entrepreneurs. You have to be confident, but the borderline between confidence and arrogance. Or you can just get bored with each other over a period of time. I mean, the analogies with a marriage is very strong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying expect it, but I'm saying be prepared for it. And the best possible way you can be prepared for this is on day one, when you're in the euphoria of you're in love and you love each other, you know, you're getting on really well. You always think of what happens if we decide to go our different ways.
Yeah.
Because every divorce, if they had, you know, written down, well, if we divorce, we'll have a third party in who we both trust, who will give us advice in terms of, well, you get the Beatles CDs, I get the Rolling Stones CDs. Yeah. You may not be happy about it, but it's fair on both sides.
See who the dog runs to.
Exactly. Yeah. It's mediation.
So are we talking about the equivalent of a prenup for business?
If you can do it, yes. And it's not so much a contract, because you know, things can change and the contract can be meaningless. It's much more the, we both have a mentor that we both trust. We can all take either of us into a corner on certain times, saying, look, you're being a bit of an idiot here, or you're being unreasonable or whatever. And also, if they come up with a decision, you know, having heard both of you, here's what I think we should do, you both say, okay, well, if they say, because they're a fair outsider, they're not on one side or the other.
So if we promise to abide by advance, before we argue, we're going to argue one day, who's an outsider that we can go to?
Yeah, because there's a great exercise that's used in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, which is the three chair exercise. So let's say I'm coaching you, Nick, and you say, oh, I've fallen out with my partner, you know, it's you know, we're arguing about this, that and the other. What you do is you go into counseling and say, well, tell me all about it and how unreasonable they've been. That's chair number one. So from your chair, talk about it. And then look at it from their side. You know, how are they seeing it, and so on. And then the third chair is like, imagine there's a really wise person, somebody you both totally trust, hearing both sides of the argument, how are they seeing the two situations? And hopefully if you go through this process, then the person who was really angry about, oh, you know, so-and-so, they let me down and done all these terrible things and they're really unreasonable and so on, is seeing it from the other person's point of view and a third party, and they should come to the conclusion, well, yeah, maybe I was a bit sharp with them, or maybe I should have tried harder. Because if you're in denial, which is, oh, I'm totally good and they're totally bad, there is something really seriously wrong with you personally. I mean, an argument has to have two people on it. Mm. And it's never, I was blameless and they did terrible things. You should be honest with yourself and say, at times I was a bit...
Hang on a minute. Isn't this exactly what entrepreneurs are like?
Oh, absolutely. That's why you see it so often. And there'll definitely be a difficult stage as you grow, because growing is all about, you know, all hands to the pumps and try stuff. And of course, growing, you can grow in several different directions. And the way a salesperson wants to grow, for example, is completely different to the way a delivery person wants to grow. You know, I just want to make bigger and bigger promises and make bigger and bigger love out there, whereas a delivery person is worrying about delivery and, you know, we should spend more time doing this.
It should be planned out.
This is just the natural conflict. Now, it should be a healthy conflict. It's very interesting, whenever I have a chat with Chris West, my co-author, who I've known since I was 13, we're almost telepathic now. We can have some very, very strong and rigorous discussions about a topic, with me always fighting the corner of, will it create attraction? Will customers like it? Is it glamorous? Do people love me more because I'm talking about it? And Chris will always look at it from the different perspective of, is it intellectually sound? Does it work? Does it make sense? And hopefully we come to a conclusion between us that has six of one and half a dozen of the other. Because, you know, someone like a Chris West will forever me polishing it to make it even better, putting more features on it, and it's never quite finished. With me, it's like, oh, yeah, it's good enough, let's just flog it.
And, of course, both sides are absolutely right.
Both sides are right.
Mm. Okay, so a bit of planning, and be prepared to mediate. Mediation is available now, I believe.
It is available. I mean, if you speak to our friends at Park City Consulting, one of the people who support us here on the e-zine and on the site, and that's what they spend a lot of their time doing, because they're a virtual HR company. That's one way of describing it. So it's this sort of wise human resources director or external person who can come in, can say, you know, here's what's right and wrong from a legal point of view, which is very important, what is fair and unfair and so on, but also can deal a lot with the people issues, because as you go, it's only people issues. It's not so much about what you do, it's just getting the right people. So if you decide to start a band and suddenly it's the Beatles, you could argue that Pete Best is a better drummer than Ringo, but maybe he wasn't right for the Beatles. But certainly the Beatles was more successful commercially with Ringo in it.
What about when it all just goes wrong? Mediation hasn't worked, you're screaming at each other and all the rest of it. How do you extricate yourself from that situation? Because nobody's going to want to give up, are they?
No.
You've put your heart and soul into a business.
Well, there is always a time to move on, and it can be heartbreaking, and people fall out. That's just the way of life. Just as long as you learn from it, and you develop some self-awareness as to why things happened.
But Mike, you're being cuddly because you're a lovely, cuddly soul, and that's great. I might be sitting there thinking, I'm looking across, you know, the table at this guy or this lady. That's 50, 100 grand of my life down the chutes. Are you saying you just have to...
Sometimes you have to draw a line under it and move on. And as we say in the Beer Med Entrepreneur, the best revenge, if you're thinking about revenge, is a happy life. Because if you're still harping back on 6 months later, no, let's say you and I are in business and you say, well, we should do podcast. I say, no, we should be doing web marketing. At the end of the day, you know, both are viable businesses. If you're passionate about podcasts and I'm passionate about web marketing, you start a podcasting company, I'll start a web company, and maybe we'll do business together, maybe we won't. You know, this is musical differences. You know, should we be a jazz band or a rock band? Both are good options.
Is anything in the corporate structure, things like LLP, limited liability partnerships, all those sort of things, is there any help built into those official structures to kind of keep things on the straight and narrow?
Absolutely, because, I mean, the more you can write down at every stage, the better. Even if it's just a letter of intent of what we meant by and what the plan was, at least you've got something to go back to. And also, of course, get the best advice in terms of partnership agreements, which all have, you know, here's what the partnership's all about, and here's what happens when we decide to terminate. And you look at these terms early on, which is, you know, you and I might say, okay, well, if we decide to go our different ways, we split everything 50-50, which makes logical sense.
Yeah.
And you know, I might say, well, I did more of the work. And he said, well, no, I did more of the work, but no, that's what the agreement says. This is where a good lawyer or an HR person from Park City or somebody like that, so understands how the paperwork should look, but also does understand the human issues, because it is down to human beings.
Is it fair to say, don't make rash decisions, you know, go home and sleep on it?
Oh,
and
absolutely, without question. Go and talk to your mentor, get their view on it, take your time, bite your tongue at times, take a walk around the block, all things that, you know, in the past I've been very, very bad at, but I wish I'd done more of.
Absolutely. Yes, I can say the same, and I can also say, I mean, another slightly more personal experience that I was planning on, but also this is one of those occasions where friends and family are awful advisors.
Yeah.
Your partner or your family will always say, oh yes, you know, they're being horrible to you.
Yeah, exactly, because they love you and little Johnny is always right.
Yeah.
I sometimes call it the ugly baby syndrome when people talk to me about new business ideas.
Yes.
They even say, gosh, your baby's ugly. It's all, what a great baby, what a great idea. Because again, friends and family, often they want to tell you what you want to hear rather than what you should hear. This is why a third party person who is, you know, a non-exec chairman, a good one of those, would be fantastic. Yep. Somebody who's just there for business. You know, this is fair and this isn't fair, and here's a best outcome. Always think outcomes. You know, what would be the best outcome for everybody? For you, for them, personally, business-wise, for your customers as well. I mean, imagine how your customers are feeling if they think the two principals are arguing with each other all the time, bickering about stuff, and all they want is they want decent products and services from you. Mm-hmm. But it is tough, especially in hard economic conditions.
I wonder if Tony Blair and Gordon Brown have been listening to this.
I doubt it very much, because I think they're both right about everything in their own little worlds. But are they happy? Yeah, probably. At least we hope so.
Mike, thank you very much indeed.